Welcome to the Dermastore Podcast,
a chat about all things skincare, skin health.
And if you're a real skin nerd, we hope you'll join the conversation. Welcome to episode 28 of the Dermastore Podcast. Hey, Lara, how are you doing?
How's it, Greg? I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Where are you?
I am sitting in a hotel room in Barcelona, overlooking Paseo de Gracia, the main shopping high street. Been on a two-day tour of Miso Aesthetic. We got invited to go on a little factory tour, and we had some really lovely one-on-one training with, they have so many amazing people, doctors, trainers. It's actually hard to keep track of everyone, but I think the way they sort of break it up is like they almost have specialists for different subspecialties, if that makes sense. Oh. For instance, yesterday, which I'll just chat about briefly, we had a doctor who specializes in their hair care, which was super interesting. So it was a really great trip. Before I jump into the Miso tour and what I've been up to in Spain, what did you use this morning?
Greg, this morning I used my Bioderma Micellar Water, the Hydra Bio, actually the blue one. Mm-hmm. Just did a wipe over, and then I experimented with a few things. I applied PCA Skin X Linear, the peptide serum, mm-hmm. onto my targeted areas, focusing like frown lines, so expression lines essentially. And then I applied Melumé's Niacinamide Galactomyces Serum to the rest of my face, which was just such a multifunctional serum. So I hope I'm getting it all this morning. And then I finished that with, I felt that was quite hydrating. And today it's a little bit warm in Stellenbosch, a bit muggy. So I actually just went straight in with sunscreen. Mm-hmm. And I used the HelioCare Gel Oil Free this morning, okay. Which was really, really nice. Yeah. And I didn't put anything else on. So very simple routine, actually.
You look quite glammed up today.
A little bit of blush goes a long way.
Okay.
Oh, and I am using my, which is a skincare product, is my Color Science mascara. And I am in 2 weeks now of using it. Okay. And I have seen a noticeable difference in my lash condition.
Lovely.
So that is really cool. Yeah.
Cool. Good to get that feedback. Very, very important for a new launch like that.
Yeah. Did you get up to anything? It's a little bit cold there, you said.
Yes, it's a bit cold. It's been raining. We've actually had okay weather, but it just rained yesterday. I got caught in a thunderstorm, which is always fun, but I did have a little umbrella I'd bought at Uniqlo. So I haven't actually showered yet because I'm waiting to go to the airport. So I like to just shower just before leaving the hotel. So I actually haven't done any skincare this morning. I have been trying a few new things here and there. Essentially jumping straight into the Miso conversation, I think what is nice about just talking it, because it's so fresh on my mind, obviously, having been there yesterday, just what an incredible brand. It kind of reminded me of the Modiderm tour we did a couple of years ago. You know, we've been coming out to Spain at least once a year to check in with Modiderm. They have an annual distributors meeting, and we've had a tour of their facility. And what always blows my mind is how slick these organizations are. In skincare, you can outsource a lot of the work, like sort of the lab work. All of these companies, Miso included, they do everything in-house, which is just so impressive. From even the water filtration systems that they have in their labs, the whole lab is sterile because they actually do injectables as well. So it's like walking through a space station, the International Space Station. It's all sort of climate pressure, air controlled. You will not see a speck of dust anywhere. I mean, obviously everyone's kitted out in full lab gear. The capital infrastructure, the amount of money that they've obviously spent and reinvested back into the business to be able to do everything themselves is just insane. So to get that insight, you know, it really gives us a huge vote of confidence in terms of us continuing to recommend and endorse Miso. So the factory tour aside, I mean, the people are just lovely as well, just super interesting, educated, obviously pushing the boundary a lot in terms of their development of new products. And what I like, my biggest takeaway from Miso and what I respect about them is that they it's not like they stay in their lane, but they are specialized in being the leaders in depigmenting solutions. That is their like core focus. They know that apparently everything that they do is really focused around hyperpigmentation. And I love that. It's like, you don't need to try and do everything. You can just be good at a few things. They're an aesthetic brand. Yes, they do anti-aging and they do hair loss treatments, but they spend most of their time on depigmenting solutions.
And it shows, hey.
It really
does. It shows with their product.
I mean, Cosmoland is a game changer. We've mentioned it a few times on the show and, you know, we're continually using it ourselves. I think it goes a long way. I've basically stopped using more or less traditional retinol products in favor of using Cosmoland once or twice a week because I know I'm getting the retinol in there. So it's a multifaceted product. It does help brighten the skin and helps pigmentation and reduces appearance of melasma, but it's also anti-aging. So you're getting this like incredible dual benefit from the product. So yes, it does show. And then we has also had a really great session on their sunscreens and how advanced their sunscreens are. And also particularly Meso Protect, the control one, the 130, which is so specialized for the treatment of hyperpigmentation using three physical filters to block invisible light. Yeah, so we went in depth on that as well. So all in all, I mean, I can't really sing their praises high enough. And it's also cool to see the trajectory of the business and how they've expanded. They've actually got this really cool, they're building like a whole new office on the other side of the road and they're going to bridge it with this like really futuristic bridge. But they've already done that with another building. They've sort of interlinked the two on like this like sky flooring. And as you cross the bridge, they've got the timeline of the company starting in 1985. And all their big developments. I thought that was such a cool feature. I actually took some video, which I'll try to share on our social media. And just these big, like, sort of moments in their company history where they've achieved amazing things to the development of Cosmoland and obviously a global business. The other thing is, I think the positioning of Spain and also most European companies, you're in such an advantageous position to be on continental Europe because there's so much expertise, there's so much craft, there's so much funding. It, you know, when you go back to South Africa, you kind of realize how far away we are from these innovations. And it's going to take time for the South African industry to catch up to the world of European dermacosmetics. It's not to say we will never get there. It's just, I think geography makes a big difference. And obviously having access to key markets, you know, they're seeing a lot of growth in the East and the Arabic countries. So
it's something that I said to you earlier in the week in the sense of it is a little bit unfortunate that being so far away in South Africa, it does get a little bit diluted along the way.
The example like I've been looking at is just multi-generational insights into the way things are done. Even just like looking at the buildings and the way they build these factories and laboratories, just the amount of materials and thought. And I spent a lot of time studying the building. I found it incredibly interesting to see how it's all put together.
Top of mind for you at the moment.
It is top of mind for me at the moment because we're busy fitting out our fulfillment center. But South Africa was almost like a clean slate after 1994. You know, we've still got so much learning to do. We're still building, exactly. So it is great. And I must say, I'm super amped now to try and get into some of the other brands that we sell because it does give you an insider's view into the way things are done. Cosmoland for a little bit now, a couple of months. Hey, Laura, 3 months. How's the feedback? Because obviously it comes with a risk as well of having complications. It is a very potent treatment. It's a powerful treatment. It's not for everyone. And obviously concern is, you know, you can't sell it online because it might get adverse events. But I think we've done a really good job of setting up that landing page and doing the diagnostics. And so how are we going with it?
I think it's been received really well. People are curious. You know, Cosmoland is such a well-known, and it talks to exactly what you said about Meso Aesthetic crafting this hyperpigmentation solution for patients. Mm-hmm. And so Cosmolan is incredibly well known in the industry, yet not as accessible as I think a lot of people want. And we are so lucky that we are able to now give mm-hmm. access to people to have Cosmolan in a safe way, which is through our registration process. And the people that I have engaged with who have purchased it, because we do a 2-week follow-up call with them, is firstly, they are grateful for our procedure. They appreciate it because they understand the importance of it. Mm. And then secondly, their feedback has been so positive. In fact, it's taken me by surprise because, you know, while we have been testing it, obviously a delicate little flower I am, because I found the product to be quite intense. And the feedback from our clients has been, they're loving it. They're seeing the results. They're so committed. Something that has shown is that they actually are experienced users on Cosmolan, whether they've used the Cosmolan 2 before or they've had the Cosmolan peel in clinic. Mm. They definitely are Cosmolan experienced. And if they were not Cosmolan, and this is something that I also loved so much about Mesoesthetic, is being so powerful in the hyperpigmentation game, they were maybe previously on the Milan Tran 3X kit, which is the perfect preparation for Cosmolan 2. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about it the other day that, you know, when you finished your pot of Cosmolan 2 and you've achieved your result, that it's so nice to be able to go back the Milan Tran 3X kit as your maintenance. And then almost like as your once a year booster, you'll go back onto your Cosmolan 2. Or like how you're using it once a week, and then mm-hmm. you could use Milan Tran 3X in between. Mm. It's been fantastic, actually. And it makes me so happy to hear the results these patients are experiencing, because when we see, they really do have melasma, and I can see how this affects them from a confidence thing.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing for us is, yeah, it is a privilege to be able to sell something like this, because we know those patients who have really chronic problems with pigmentation, relapsing condition, and often, you know, just exacerbated by the sun, or, you know, you go on that holiday and it re-triggers. Also, something interesting we learned is that the melanogenesis process doesn't have to be triggered just by direct exposure to the sun. If you go on your beach holiday and you've got pigmentation on your face and you keep your face out of the sun, just even putting your legs in the sun will make your pigmentation on your face darker, because it just triggers that process. So that's a super interesting insight. So you think, oh, I can cover my face. It ignites that process.
Because obviously that makes so much sense, because everything's connected.
Everything's connected.
One skin.
Everything's connected. Wow. So Cosmolan is a journey. And I think the best way to communicate this to patients, and that's why our process is so rigorous up front. You know, I think we've denied as many people as we've accepted into the program, right? Because, you know, someone with an autoimmune disease, or they're pregnant, or they're on hydroquinone, we'd stop them from buying the product because it's contraindicated. Or if we just see, hang on, this person's had deep dermal melasma for 20 years. It might help a little bit, and maybe that is enough for that person, and we can consult that, but it's not going to take it away. So,
no, and a big part of what we do share often on Dermastore support is, we can't help online with this condition. Please go back to your dermatologist and just get the guidance and the care from your dermatologist. You know, you need that hand-holding, to be honest.
Yeah, and also just to make the expectations, that's something Dr. Webster always says, it's just a realistic expectations. Because that journey, in fact, when you start the treatment, and depending on how tolerant your skin is, we strongly advise to use a retinoid at least 6 to 8 weeks in the lead up to, especially if you never used retinoids before, but to use a 0.3, a 0.5, just to build your skin's resilience to retinization. That's something that's super important. But then to know, once you start the treatment, your pigmentation is going to look worse for a little bit. And that's just a natural response to the pigment slowly coming to the surface, working its way to the surface. So that's also an expectation. It's like, you don't want to go on it and after month one be like, hang on, I'm stopping now because I'm seeing my pigment. And then slowly it starts to fade out.
One thing I do also want to make note, which I learned from a client this week from engaging with her on Cosmoland 2, was again to say that this is not the silver bullet, in the sense that this is not going to cure your pigmentation. She said that she actually had stopped using Cosmoland 2 for some time because she couldn't get hold of it, and her pigmentation relapsed. So it's really important to remind you that hyperpigmentation is a chronic relapsing condition, which means you will always have it. It's just how we manage it every single day.
Exactly.
It's really, really important that you just have to, it has to be part of your daily routine.
Yeah.
Controlling pigmentation.
And just using the correct sunscreens. Again, going back to the iron oxides are the key here. And that's in the Meso Control, the 130. Obviously, there's been a bit of debate around screens and visible artificial light. We went into that again, and you know, it's such a low intensity that you get out of a screen. You would have to really have it on full brightness for a long period of time for it to make any kind of significant damage. But what they did say, which was quite interesting, while it doesn't necessarily make pigmentation darker, it can actually increase the spread. Artificial visible light can increase the spread of the melasma. So if you've got just a little spot on your face and you're constantly on a device, a bright device, it can actually increase the spread. It won't necessarily make it darker. But obviously, it's a variable thing. We get visible light just from the sun as well. So that pigment in there is key. And it also, again, it's just ongoing use of these things, and also wearing physical protection, sun hat, sunglasses. And ultimately, if you are very prone to it, you're going to have to limit your sun exposure as much as possible. So it's an amazing product, and I think we're just going to continue to see good results with it. And as you say, you can tie in the Melantranex 3 as a maintenance routine as well. So feeling very confident in the product and the brand, and we'll have to get you over here sometime to also get the experience and the training. Well, I think that's all for today's episode. Good to catch
Thank
up with you.
Dave.
I'll see you in a few days.
Well, travel safely, and we'll see you soon.
Okay. All right.
Cheers. Bye.